Audio Bookshelf presents A Separate Piece by John Knowles. Read by Scott Snively. Chapter 1. I went back to the Devon School not long ago and found it looking oddly newer than when I was a student there 15 years before. It seemed more sedate than I remembered it, more perpendicular and straight-laced, with narrower windows and shinier woodwork, as though a coat of varnish had been put over everything for better preservation. But of course, 15 years before, there'd been a war going on. Perhaps the school wasn't as well kept up in those days. Perhaps varnish, along with everything else, had gone to war. I didn't entirely like this glossy new surface, because it made the school look like a museum, and that's exactly what it was to me, and what I did not want it to be. In the deep, tacit way in which feeling becomes stronger than thought, I had always felt that the Devon School came into existence the day I entered it, was vibrantly real while I was a student there, and then blinked out like a candle the day I left. Now, here it was after all, preserved by some considerate hand with varnish and wax. Preserved along with it, like stale air in an unopened room, was the well-known fear which had surrounded and filled those days. So much of it that I hadn't even known it was there. Because unfamiliar with the absence of fear and what that was like, I had not been able to identify its presence. Looking back now across 15 years, I could see with great clarity the fear I lived in, which must mean that in the interval, I had succeeded in a very important undertaking. I must have made my escape.